The factory fell just days after it was considered unsafe, but employees were told to come back to work anyway. U.S. Congressman George Miller, a longtime advocate for garment workers' rights, recently visited the site. He also put blame on the retail industry, which he says pits one factory against another to drive the prices of apparel to its lowest level.
And so the factory owners are under stress all the time about whether they're going to get a new contract or they're going to lose the existing contract. That doesn't leave a lot of room for improvements in working conditions in factories. So that really hampers the ability of the factory owners to invest in upgrading their factories.
The Rana Plaza tragedy has created a call for action. This includes the Accord on Fire and Safety in Bangladesh that legally binds apparel retailers to having independent building and fire safety inspections in factories. Congressman Miller is urging U.S. retail firms to sign the pact, but so far only a few have. However, some 40 European companies have signed it, and Congressman Miller explains one reason why.
Many of the American firms use middlemen. Anytime something bad happens in a factory, they say that was unauthorized. Where Europeans, in many instances, put people in the factories to monitor what's taking place.
U.S. firms are concerned about their legal liability, says global trade expert Kimberly Elliott.
They may just be relatively more concerned than European firms of actually getting sued. They don't want to have it be that it's their responsibility to pay for health and safety in factories that they don't own.
Instead, these clothing firms, including the giant Walmart company and the fashion retailer The Gap, want to continue self-regulation. Both Walmart and The Gap told VOA they were not available for TV interviews. But in a statement, a Gap spokesperson said, while the company shares the goals of the accord, it also believes the Bangladeshi government and local industry and worker representatives need to be included. Elliott says the garment factory collapse and a massive fire at another clothing factory in Bangladesh 5 months earlier show that self-regulation isn't working.
We're still having big problems in the garment sector. There have been improvements. Some of the programs are better than others, but it's not a solution. It really is more about protecting the brand, I think, than it is about improving conditions.
A U.S. State Department official says American retail companies need to make their own decisions as to whether they will sign the accord. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.